It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 22, 2018. Today is the birthday of Greek poet and diplomat Georgios Seferis, born in what is now Izmir, Turkey in 1900. He was one of the most important Greek poets of the 20th century and a winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. He was also a career diplomat in the Greek Foreign Service, culminating in his appointment as ambassador to the United Kingdom, a post which he held from 1957 to 1962. His father, Stelios Seferadis, was a lawyer and later professor at the University of Athens, as well as a poet and translator in his own right. In 1914, the family moved to Athens, where Seferis completed his secondary school education. He went on to study in Paris from 1918 to 1925, undertaking law at the Sorbonne. While he was there in September 1922, Izmir was taken by the Turkish army after a two-year Greek military campaign. Many Greeks, including his family, fled from Asia Minor. He would not visit his birthplace again until 1950. The sense of being an exile from his childhood home influenced much of his poetry, particularly in his recurrent use of the story of Odysseus. He was also greatly influenced by T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound. Seferis returned to Athens in 1925 and was admitted to the Royal Greek Ministry of Foreign Affairs the following year. That was the beginning of his long and successful diplomatic career, during which he held posts in England and Albania. During the Second World War, he accompanied the Free Greek government in exile to Crete, Egypt, South Africa, and Italy, and returned to liberated Athens in 1944. He continued to serve in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and held diplomatic posts for the next 17 years. Seferis received many honors and prizes, among them honorary doctorates from Cambridge, Oxford, and Princeton. In 1963, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature for his eminent lyrical writing, inspired by a deep feeling for the Hellenic world of culture. Among the other finalists for the prize that year were W.H. Auden, Pablo Neruda, who won in 1971, and Samuel Beckett, who received the prize in 1969. Seferis was the first Greek to receive the Nobel Prize. In his acceptance speech, he chose to emphasize his humanist philosophy, recalling that on his way to Thebes, Oedipus encountered the Sphinx, who demanded that he answer a riddle or face instant destruction. The answer, of course, was man. That simple word destroyed the monster. Seferis continued, "We too today have many monsters to destroy, and man is still the answer to the riddle," meaning that the key to our survival lies within the best impulses of our humanity. He died in September 1971 of pneumonia and a heart ailment, and at his funeral, huge crowds followed his coffin through the streets of Athens, singing Mikis Theodorakis' setting of his poem Denial, which was then banned by the repressive government regime that he heroically opposed. Here is its final stanza. "With what spirit, what heart, what desire and passion we lived our life. A mistake? So we changed our life." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 22nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.